love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time. Goodbye.
Greetings. This again is the automatically deleted husband, and I am concerned what's going on. I just obviously don't know. However, I there's a lot of times people kind of say, okay, I'm going to do something different next year. Well, I'm doing it starting it the days before next year, because I've mentioned that I'm trying to work through a plan to show up in Lexington to see my kids in the February timeframe. I purposely have not been trying to find out information about my family by going around you. I've been asking and obviously ignored. Well, I started going around. I've done some of the trivia, simple things. And I found that apparently Susanna has become the athlete. I'd like to know more. I'd like to know from my own family, and especially from Susanna. Apparently, she's started also at Catawba College. I'm curious what's going on, what her desires are, what her goals are. Is she seeking accreditation? Is there something she wants to know? And of course, why? Then I hear that George was given an award for most improved, a special award, which has some underlying implications that I'm interested in knowing. And I'd like to hear it from George. But obviously, you know, when George did reach out a year ago, you didn't let me reach back, did you? He doesn't know of anything, does he? You've isolated my family from me. What has happened is cruel to my family, to my wife, and to me. So I need to be more aggressive. Some of the techniques I used of being more patient, asking for a way to break through, haven't worked. So as I used the term previously about visiting my kids, it's not a request, it's a demand. These are my kids. I have every legal right to do it, and it's a command of God. I know apparently, I'm going to get long, aren't I? We had a wonderful dialogue today. Well, it was part of the dialogue, but it was also just simply my own study today. It turned out that it got back to the Matthew 5 that I use so often. About reconciliation, because clearly it's the Lord's command to reconcile. And the issue is not on the person who has done the sin that caused the tension, but the person who is trying to be reconciled with. But, you know, I've focused on the Matthew 5 23 24 especially, and then 25 is the important one. But well, 23, if you and the LSV, I've been doing a lot of reading in. If therefore you may bring your gift to the altar, and there remember that your brother has anything against you, leave there your gift before the altar and go. First be reconciled to your brother, then having come, bring your gift. So it's a different word order and so forth, but it is the same message. But the thing that was fascinating is you go back a couple of verses, verse 21. You have heard that it was said by the to the ancients, you will not murder, and whoever may murder will be charged in danger of the judgment. But I say to you that everyone who is angry at his brother without cause will be in danger of the judgment, and whoever may say to his brother, stupid, will be in danger of the Sanhedrin, and whoever may say, moron, will be in danger of the Gehenna of fire. It's relatively similar, except there are a couple things that stand out. Most notably, will be in danger of the Sanhedrin. And, you know, because of the fact that I am I don't claim to be a language expert, but I am trying to study the Greek. And a little bit of Hebrew. But the Sanhedrin is the collection of people who are steadfast. And it is talking about a group of people sitting in judgment. It does not state that this is the Jewish leadership. It is a generic term. It's just like synagoge, where we get synagogue. It's not a Jewish institution. It is simply the gathering together. That's why you see synagoge in reference to a Christian gathering in James 2:2. But the point here is, they will endanger of the Sanhedrin. In other words, anyone who's angry with his brother without cause is going to be in danger of a group who are sitting in judgment, whether it be state or institutional religion. The Sanhedrin is the elders in the back room. It is not a complimentary term. The Sanhedrin of the time of Christ and the elders in the back room in a PCA church are the same thing. And they're not looked upon in favor anywhere in Scripture. So the idea that you do not ask for somebody, you do not place a man over you. We're called to submit. And I mean, the depth that we've gone into on this has been really fascinating. We are called to submit to the leadership that is placed above us, but we're not called to place leadership above us. That is, there's a clear difference. And when you place leadership above you, the Lord says you are rejecting him. And once you've done that, and you call out to him, he says he will not hear you. This is not a minor issue. This is why I've repented of my involvement in institutions, state and religious. Because the Lord says, if you do that, he says, I will not hear you in that day. I don't want to be there. I want to celebrate the grace of the Lord, my Creator, my Redeemer, my Sustainer, the Lord Jesus Christ. I can say that. I can back it up. I won't tuck my Talmud between my legs and run. And because I have a confidence in my Creator, I can go to anyone who has been foul, offensive, who has shown me hate, and reach out to them in love. Because vengeance is mine, says the Lord. I don't need to seek vengeance. I need to be a blessing in the hope that some of those enemies that I have will one day share with me so we can call each other our beloved brother. That is my hope, my prayer, my request to Jim Cross, to my kids, and most especially my wife, Dorothy Jane, my lady. Expect me. I am pursuing reconciliation all the harder. I love you.